AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Celestica's recovery signal survives a 5.2% drop, but participation and relative strength have cooled. CLS remains above its weekly trend line after a sharp pullback, yet the latest move came with thin volume and softer market dynamics, rather than renewed confirmation. Research brief. Celestica Inc. closed the week ended 19 June at $372.06, down 5.2%, while maintaining an active weekly trend signal and a 14.2% premium to its $326.40 trend line. The stock's 12-week gain of 32.9% keeps the deep recovery attempt intact, but activity pressure and relative strength have both faded over 4 weeks. Volume was only 0.6x the 13-week average, and the price remains 21.4% below its 52-week high. Key points. First, CLS fell 5.2% for the week, lagging a U.S. technology group that averaged a 1.1% gain and a U.S. electronic components industry average of 1.9%. Second, the weekly trend backdrop remains active, with a 10-week active streak and 46 active weeks in the past 52, equal to 88.5% trend breadth for the stock. Third, price action is still constructive versus trend, with the $372.06 close, 14.2% above the $326.04 trend line, but it sits 21.4% below the $474.52-week high. Fourth, participation weakened. Latest volume was 6.1 million shares versus a 13-week average of 10.7 million and a 52-week average of 13.6 million. Fifth, market dynamics are mixed. Activity pressure is positive at 0.56, and the expectancy read is positive at 59.55%. But pressure is down 30.1% over 4 weeks, and relative strength is down 23.3%. Weekly price action loses rank, not the regime. Celestica's latest week was a clear setback. The hardware platforms and supply chain solutions provider closed at $372.60, a 5.2% weekly decline, leaving it in the weaker part of both its sector and industry groups for the period. That contrasted with a supportive technology tape, where the sector average rose 1.1%, and with U.S. electronic components, where the average weekly return was 1.9%.
The broader recovery has not broken. CLS remains 14.2% above its $326.04 weekly trend line and has produced a 32.9% 12-week return, with the trend backdrop active for 10 consecutive weeks. The stock also sits at 70.4% of its 52-week range, well above the $130.07 low, but the 21.4% gap to the $474 high keeps the recovery in repair mode rather than a clean high-water reset. Sector breadth is supportive, but peers set a high bar. The sector context is broadly favorable. U.S. technology shows 69.0% active trend breadth, 86.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 53.0% positive relative strength breadth. The electronic components industry is also constructive, with 63.0% active trend breadth and 84.8% positive activity pressure breadth. The issue for CLS is relative urgency. Several adjacent technology names showed much stronger current momentum, including Western Digital, up 32.6% for the week, Micron, up 15.5%, ARM, up 15.4%, and Marvell, up 11.0%. Within electronic components, Wallbox gained 32.9%, Ouster 17.0%, Method Electronics 16.6%, and Amphenol 6.6%. Celestica still has positive relative strength, but the latest weekly rank no longer looks like group-leading behavior. Market dynamics remain positive, with fading confirmation. ShareMaestro's market dynamics read is constructive, but less forceful than it was. Activity pressure stands at 0.56, still positive, while relative strength is 18.51. The expectancy model remains positive at 59.55%, supporting the view that the weekly recovery structure has not been invalidated by one negative week. The caveat is direction of travel. Activity pressure has fallen 30.1% over 4 weeks, and relative strength has dropped 23.3%, leaving no fresh activity pressure trigger in the latest signal state. That combination matters because the stock is already trading 176.7% above ShareMaestro fair value of $134.6, so fresh confirmation becomes more important when valuation distance is stretched. Volume and risk argue for patience in the next read. The pullback did not arrive with heavy distribution. Latest volume was 6.1 million shares, only 0.6 times the 13-week average of 10.7 million, and 0.4 times the 52-week average of 13.6 million. That makes the negative week less decisive, but it also means the prior rebound has not yet received a high participation reset from current levels. Risk remains elevated, but balanced by positive skew. 13-week weekly return volatility is 7.4%, below the 52-week base of 8.2%. Across the 52-week window, CLS has logged 29 positive weeks and 23 negative weeks, with average up weeks of 8.0% versus average down weeks of 4.9%. The watch points are whether price continues to respect the trend line, whether activity pressure stabilizes after the 4-week fade, and whether any next directional move can attract volume above 1.5 times average participation. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.